Welcome to the iPod, a podcast series from Ophthalmology Times, where we engage with key opinion leaders about the latest innovations in the areas of surgery, clinical diagnosis, drug therapy, research, technology, or practice management. Our next episode features Dr. Michael Rivers, Director of Ophthalmology at Modernizing Medicine. He speaks with Ophthalmology Times' Dave Hutton in discussing Aetna's new policy requiring prior authorization for cataract surgery, its impact on ophthalmologists and patients, as well as potential solutions and additional issues that may arise in the future as a result. Take a listen.
Hello, I'm David Hutton with Ophthalmology Times. I'm joined today by Dr. Michael Rivers, Director of Ophthalmology at Modernizing Medicine. Thank you for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you, David. Happy to be here.
First, let's address Aetna's new policy requiring prior authorization for cataract surgery. What does this mean for ophthalmologists?
Well, it means more of a headache. You know, as I've heard from clients, there are already enough challenges in scheduling surgery in general. And all of a sudden, you take the most common operation in the country, and every single patient with that insurance has to have a pre-authorization, which is an onerous process. It's not easy. It's not something you just push a couple of buttons. It's a process where an employee in the medical office needs to do something, and it can slow things down. And so that's a challenge for these medical practices.
How could this change impact the physician's workflow?
It impacts the workflow directly, in that when patients are scheduled for cataract surgery, they already have a number of things that need to be seen to. Many patients need to see their internist for a physical exam before being put to sleep. You need to make sure the correct lens is ordered. So there's a number of things that are done usually by a surgical scheduler. And it's just one more thing the surgical scheduler needs to do before that patient can actually go to the ASC or to the hospital in rare cases and have their surgery. And so it's a more complicated process, which sometimes doesn't get done before the date of surgery, and surgery has to be canceled. And obviously patients aren't happy about that, and the providers aren't happy about that.
Obviously this has a great impact on patients. What kind of ramifications does that include?
Well, if I'm a patient who is getting cataract surgery and I think that I need it, and I'm having visual difficulties, which is why I went to the eye doctor in the first place, and all of a sudden I've got barriers that are out of my control, I'm sure I'm pretty frustrated. Not being able to see well, not being able to drive, not being able to see that golf ball, not being able to visualize your grandchildren. These are all things that are really important, especially in these challenging times with COVID. And I think limiting the ability for patients to get that needed care is a problem. Aetna's actually said they didn't think it was going to be that big of a challenge because they only felt that less than 5% of cataract surgery was not necessary and could be denied. But I guess that begs the question then, if only 5% of patients may not need cataract surgery and 95% do, then why are the 95% of patients having challenges getting their surgery performed?
And then as we look forward, what are possible solutions to this issue? I mean, what can be done?
Well, the first solution is, as you know, the Academy of Ophthalmology and ASCRS are both working hard trying to lobby to get these new barriers removed. Time will tell whether or not they're going to be successful or not. I'm of the opinion that this is just the beginning. I think that as more and more insurance companies feel that they can put barriers to care and decrease utilization to help increase their bottom line, that they're going to do so. So to me, this is a problem that's not going to go away. You know, if it's Aetna today, it may be another medical insurance company the next time. And to me, this is going to be an ongoing process. So the question is, if you've got an onerous process, if you've got a problem that with getting patients scheduled for surgery, then you have to have some sort of solution for that And as a software manufacturer, that's something we're looking into. We would love to have the ability to help our clients pre-authorize cataract surgery, retinal drug injections, you name it, because these are all things that are going to need pre-authorization. If they don't now, probably soon.
If this new rule stays in place, could digital tools be used to help alleviate delays in prior authorizations and get patients necessary care faster?
Yes, exactly. We're working with our claims processor to have a more streamlined workflow so that when people are getting things pre-authorized, that some of this can be done digitally, some of this can be automated, so that the information that's necessary by the medical insurance company can be delivered quickly without somebody having to get on a telephone or type on a web portal that goes down sometime. So we do think that there's a role for us as a software company to help solve some of these problems for our clients, and we're working on that right now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The iPod. We hope you subscribe at iTunes and let us know what topics you'd like to hear more about. Stay connected by going to ophthalmologytimes.com, subscribing to our newsletter, and following us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. We'll see you next time.